This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A senior UN official in Afghanistan met on Sunday the deputy prime minister of the Taliban-led government to discuss a ban on women working for non-governmental groups that Afghan authorities announced in a series of measures rolling back women's rights. The deputy head of the UN mission in Afghanistan, Petzl Marcus, met with Melvi Abdul Salam Hanafi in the capital to discuss the ban, as well as other measures, including barring women from universities. At least 9 people suffocated to death as crowds rushed to a New Year's fireworks display near Uganda's capital. Reuters correspondent Mia Wormisley reports.
Just after the clock struck midnight, crowds got stuck in a narrow corridor in a shopping mall near the country's capital, Kampala, police said. Patrick Onyango is the spokesperson for Kampala Metropolitan Police.
Everybody was rushing inside the back for the concert to continue. 5 people, mostly children, juveniles, were stepped on. Suffocation entered him, and instantly, five children died.
Several others were also confirmed dead. Onyango said an investigation into the disaster has been opened.
That is correspondent Mia Wormisley reporting. Ukrainian faced a grim start to 2023 as Sunday brought more Russian missile and drone attacks following a blistering New Year's Eve assault that killed at least 3 civilians across the country. Air raid sirens sounded in the capital shortly after midnight, followed by a barrage of missiles that interrupted the small